Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Da-da-da chatterbox. Da-da-da chatterbox. You put the chatterbox into my mouth. A chat chat where we're answering Q's and the Q's and A's. It's chatterbox.
Oh.
Not to be confused with Chatterbox, which Aaron, what you just consumed.
Yeah, you guys, I'm in rough shape. Yeah, guys, this is going to be the worst state you've ever heard me in
so,
on this podcast.
Aaron, true or false, somebody's suffering from a little mac and cheese tummy?
Yeah,
Cheddar belly? Do you have cheddar belly?
I panicked and I should have had an apple or like a little piece of cheese or some pretzels or something, because you don't want to eat right before
like
you record Hey Riddle Riddle. You got to be nimble. You don't want to have like a meal right before. Uh-huh. Basically
Aaron,
the same thing as swimming. What?
I thought you were saying on top of what you ate, you should have had a little bit of cheese. And I was like, that seems like a hat on a hat.
No. I would never put, I would put that much cheese in my body, but not before a Hey Riddle Riddle recording. And then.
Got it.
The whole time I was doing it, I was so aware of how sabotagey it was. I kept going, stop, don't do this. You can always stop. You can always give up here. Stop it. And I made a box of mac and cheese on the stove, gluten-free mac and cheese, and I ate the whole thing in, I would say...
Box and all.
I think I ate it all in like 120 seconds.
Oh, I love a good box and all. Everybody having sex and drinking wine. Box and alls are so fun.
Oh,
it's my favorite Greek god.
It's a Greek term, yeah.
Yeah. Or Roman?
And then I sat down and I went, oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. Help me. Oh, God, no. Help.
Oh, you sing the TikTok song.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not to blow up our spot too much, but we like to record episodes in, for Adel and I would say the early evening. For Aaron, I would say the late afternoon. What's your usual, I mean, before we do a couple of episodes, what's your usual, like, go-to eating, you know, beforehand? Adel, I know you've probably been up for maybe 2 hours today. So
hold
is
on.
It like a, is
I
it
woke
breakfast
up at 1:45 p.m., so
okay.
I've been up
okay.
for 4 hours.
Okay.
Things are lawless in my house right now. I'm here alone. Huh. I slept on the couch last night. I woke up. I made myself a little egg sandwich at like 8. And then I got really concerned with the stray cat that was outside my house. And I just became obsessed with that for a few hours, and I stopped.
The 1997.
No,
jazz?
What is this reach? What is this reach? What is this reach that you're doing?
What did they sing? What did Stray Cat sing?
What are you talking
Brian
about?
Seltzer
well, Alu almost murdered this cat, and I went, well, it's 90 degrees outside. And so I was like trying to get the cat to have the water.
Uh huh.
And they were also a jazz band from the late 90s.
yes, Brian Setzer and the Stray Cats. Is that
okay,
something?
I mean, when
is
he's right, he's right, ladies and gentlemen. He don't miss.
And so I got, I just got distracted. And so I didn't, normally I would have had like a turkey wrap, but again, it's a lawless land right now in my home. I'm not doing anything I ought to be doing. Adel, I really love this. I'm full of cheese, but you're cheering me up. I said turkey wrap, and you started rapping like a turkey. And for that,
I don't know. I think Adel is giving me osmosis AD&D. ADHD.
Yeah, I'm going to switch my phone plan to AD&D, where you're on a call with one person, and then it automatically switches to a call of another person.
I'm going to start running an ADHD D&D group, where it's all just like, roll for what was I saying?
I would thrive there.
I was trying to listen to Aaron's story, but when Adel was going gobble, 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 I was like, you know what? Maybe that is what I want to do. Maybe I don't want to listen, and I do want to just go gobble, 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 gobble.
My name's Cornucopia, and I'm here to say.
You tricked my brain. I'm like, I guess I'm trying to be a little better, but maybe the person that I want to be is the fucking turkey right now.
Kid, you want to be listening to a boring lady story or rapping like a turkey?
No, Aaron, so you said little egg sandwich when you woke up. Then you said a little bit of turkey?
No. So I had an egg sandwich when I woke up, and I normally would have a turkey wrap at like
1:30.
Okay, that's why I made it.
And then a piece of fruit before we record. And energy-wise, and I'm pretty good. And then I'll have like my biggest meal of the day for dinner on a Monday, which is when we
got it.
So, but today I got so distracted. They're just, and again, lawless land here by myself, sleeping on the couch, going insane. And
just like
I just forgot to eat. And then it was like 20 minutes before we served. And I was like, oh God, fuck. And so I was like,
I've been there.
Yeah. And it's such a mistake. And I feel like my blood is moving so slow through me. It like my blood is hurting me. Does that make sense?
Your blood is congealing.
It's like, ugh.
Yeah, it's turning into gluten-free mac and cheese blood.
Yeah, how are you guys? Are you okay? Well,
I think what you're describing is sepsis. Adel, what about you? What's your pre-record eating routine?
I always, whenever I wake up, which is always in the afternoon, unless we're doing a morning record, which then I'm just useless. I eat whatever leftovers I had last night. So today, when I woke up, I immediately had some of that pizza that we split last night. Artichoke.
I was at your house last night. There was maybe two pieces left.
What?
There was tiny amount of pizza.
Oh, you're saying
left,
you got some, though. You're saying leftovers.
Oh, no, I ate it. I'm just saying that when you said that you ate leftovers, I'm like, my mind, there would be a conversation of, is this leftovers or is this a little bit of pizza stuck to the box?
A little bit of pizza stuck to the box. So there was three pieces, but one was like a little corner piece, which is like...
Okay.
One of those wide triangles where it's barely, it's mostly crust.
I'm only interrupting your story because you turkey wrapped through
Please
mine.
Do.
But that's my version of Katy Perry. Like, do you ever feel like a plastic bag? Mine is, do you ever feel like a little piece of pizza stuck to the box? Because that emotionally rings true for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.